Your Bibles to Matthew 5. Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16. It says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." Verse 15. "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this nice night you've given us, and we just thank you for giving everybody safety as they came out to worship you tonight, Lord. And we just pray that everybody would be attentive and that they would receive your word the way you want it to be received. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 14 again says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." Some people say that religion is a personal thing and that it should be kept to oneself. Like a person goes into church, sings the songs, and listens to the message, but then goes home and doesn't apply it to their lives, doesn't tell other people about Christ or even share their faith with other Christians. But Jesus tells us that the gospel of salvation is the good news of everlasting life. We should, like it says in verse 14, we should be set on a hill so we cannot be hid. We should be preaching on the housetops and lifting up our voices. The Bible tells us that God's law is the light. Please turn to Proverbs 6, 23. Proverbs 6, verse 23. It says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Let's say a person would go into a dark room. Now, when they turn on the lights, all the darkness is gone. So the darkness is like sin and death, and the light is like Christ. When the light of the law and the glorious gospel of Christ shine together, they expose and banish sin and death. Go back to Matthew 5. Verse 15 says, Matthew 5, verse 15 says, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." Jesus proceeded to show his disciples that the reason why they knew these things was that others might also see the light and benefit by it. Like it says, "When men light a candle, they don't conceal or cover the light, but place it where it may be of use." So it is with religion. It is given so we may benefit others. It's not to be concealed. Jesus Christ died on the sin and shed his blood so we could believe in him and go to heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Like I said before, the light isn't to be covered up. So as Christians, rather than hiding our light, we are told to hold it before men. We, as Christians and as a church, it is our duty to spread the gospel. Christians are not to be ashamed of their faith. At the beginning of the Reformation, Martin of Basel, Switzerland, accepted Jesus as his Savior. Afraid to let his friends know that he believed in Christ and no longer believed in the falsehoods taught by his formal church, he wrote these words on a leaf of parchment paper. "O merciful Christ, I know that I can be saved only by the merit of thy blood. Holy Jesus, I love thee." Removing a stone from the wall of his chamber, he hid behind a stone these wonderful words. More than 100 years later, the piece of parchment paper was discovered. About the same time, Martin Luther of Wittenberg, Germany, also found the truth in Christ. Boldly he confessed, "My Lord has confessed me before men. I will not shrink from confessing my Lord before princes and kings." If your life is to bear fruit, we cannot hide behind a stone in the wall our love for Christ. The second part of verse 16 says that they may see your good works. This isn't so we can be glorified, but that God can. Turn over to Matthew 6, verse 1. Matthew 6, verse 1 says, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven." It's not right to do something just so you can be seen by others. But we are to do it so God may be honored. The Pharisees acted to be seen of men. Jesus calls the, the Pharisees hypocrites. It describes people who do good acts for appearances only, not out of compassion or other good motives. These empty acts are their only reward, while God only rewards those who are sincere in their faith. True Christians act to glorify God and care little about what other men may think of him, except as by what they do, others may be brought to the Lord. And finally, the last part of verse 16 says, in Matthew 5, says, glorify your Father which is in heaven. We are to praise and honor God and worship him. Psalm 99, verse 9 says, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Not that we can add anything to God's glory, but so we can proclaim and manifest it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that we would not spread the gospel just for our own glory or just so we can get praise, but we pray that we would do it for you, Lord, and we pray that we would just glorify you, and we just pray that everything would go smoothly the rest of the night. In Jesus' name, amen.